everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. Andrew Colvett in for Charlie Kirk today. We have two big stories this hour. First, the mysterious unidentified drones flying off the coast of New Jersey. Is this much ado about nothing, or is there something more sinister going on? Are Iranians involved? Are Chinese involved? Is the U.S. government involved? We debate that, me and Blake Neff. And then we're joined by Julie Kelly. She names names. She says, who are the villains, the chief villains of the J6 prosecutions, the weaponization of our Justice Department, even as Trump is about to come in and has promised to pardon many of these people? We talk about that as well as the 26 confidential human sources that were just revealed by the IG report. Can you trust that number? Were there more? We discuss it all and more. If you enjoy what we do here on this show, please consider joining members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com, where you get to be let in on the inside of what we do here. And since we have AmFest coming up, you get special access to our members-only lounge. If you go to AmFest, where you get to see Charlie record interviews with some of the most important, high-profile individuals in the movement, before anybody else gets to see him, you get to see it happen live. So please consider joining members.charliekirk.com. Lots of other benefits as well, of course. Members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
We have a big show. I'm also joined by Blake Neff, another producer of our fine show. Blake, how you doing over there?
I'm doing great, Charlie. I'm getting used to that. Doing great, Andrew.
You know, it's funny you'd say that, Blake, because I can actually point to a number of instances in the last couple weeks where I'll be on a phone so people can't see who's talking with Charlie and somebody else, and people can't tell who is who. And I find that extraordinary. But all I can say is that we've spent, what, 7-8 years together, Charlie and I, working together, and we're just like some sort of weird meld is happening with tonally or something. I mean, I do listen to the guy for basically 2 to 3 hours a day, so perhaps it's all subconscious. Blake, there are, as I see it, three main stories of the day. There are the mystery drones flying over New Jersey. You have a bit of a normie take. I'm a little bit more skeptical. There is the revelation that there were FBI agents or informants, confidential human sources, as they call them, at J6, only 26 of them. And then there is this story about the wall that has just been sitting on the southern border since the last Trump administration, that Biden is now auctioning it off for $5 a segment. So we're going to get to all of this in hour one, rest assured. But Blake, I want to start with the drones. We got to start with the drones. I'm going to let you actually start and tell me why this is all just much ado about nothing. You are very skeptical that there's anything amiss or awry going on here. Your take, Blake.
All right. So as I'm sure people have heard by now, there's a story where there are a large number of, as they say, UAPs now, like unknown aerial phenomenon or unmanned aerial phenomenon, something like that, where people are seeing things in the air. And there's been a big cluster of them in the last 2 weeks in northern New Jersey. People are saying they're seeing large numbers of aircraft. They're describing things that, there we have one on the screen there, where some of them they say are about the size of an SUV or a little bit bigger. Some of them they can't tell how big they are. They claim they're moving in odd ways. And they claim they're seeing them near potentially sensitive sites like military installations, reservoirs, military Trump's facilities. Yeah, Trump's golf course. Now, what I will say, my counter to this is a few things. One, all of this started happening in the past 2 weeks. And you know what happened a few weeks ago, Andrew, is we switched to standard time from daylight saving time. So it's getting dark earlier now. So let's start with that. This is pointed out online. And apparently there have been recently some route changes to air routes in the northern New Jersey area. So it's possible that planes are flying in different locations than they used to. On top of that, I think people underrate the degree to which you can totally just feed a hysteria about this sort of thing. How often are you actually looking at everything in the sky and thinking, is that a plane or is that a drone or is that something else? I think most people aren't doing that. But now it's a news story, so you have tons of people doing that. So you've totally primed it for people to like look at the sky and decide they're seeing, drones everywhere. And we have these reports where they're saying, oh, yeah, this drone was hovering in the same spot for 6 hours. And, drones and planes can't really do that easily. I'm going to say maybe someone does have an uninterrupted 6 hour video of a drone doing that. But my guess is that's not the case. I strongly suspect what's going on is someone, for example, is looking and they see a thing there and they're watching it for a while. And then maybe they look somewhere else and talk to someone for a bit or eat dinner and they come back and they're like, wow, that drone is still there. But it might actually just be a different thing. And if a plane is flying away from you or towards you, it's going to look like it's hovering in place. And lastly, right. I'm just going to say, if you look at some of the images people are posting, it is obviously a private jet. It has the FAA lights. It has the wings. It has the, the engines on the tail. They're obviously just private jets. And, not all of the videos look exactly like that. But the fact that people are sharing those and thinking, oh, man, this is a drone from Iran, is not reassuring for people's deductive capabilities with this story.
All right, but okay. All right, here are the various theories, right? One is you've got this Jeff Van Drew clip. We could play it, but, that it's a mothership from Iran, that they've formed some sort of partnership with Chinese manufacturers of drones, and they've dispatched all these drones. Why that is a terrifying possibility, I mean, the federal government is saying that's not the case. But if it is true, Iran was credibly accused and I believe confirmed to be orchestrating an assassination attempt against President Trump. And here they are flying over Bedminster, different places within New Jersey. And so that's one theory, that it's this Iranian drone. The government's denying that. Other people are saying that it is top secret U.S. military craft. They're also denying that these drones are part of the U.S. military. So the other is, as you said, that this is simply the private planes, things like that. That's totally understandable. But the other option is that these, because of the size, these drones are rather large. Not all of them are private planes, I don't think, based on some of the visuals that you can see with your own eyes. They're all over the internet. They are large. And I was just reading a couple of briefing articles on this. Large drones are used for very few things, actually. Military, agriculture, and moving things, shipping things around, which is less likely. The most common use of large drones, as you said, they're about the size of an SUV, is military. So, these things have flashing lights. They're huge. They've been doing this. And by the way, the first drones were spotted over a military installation as well as Trump's golf course.
Okay, let me say this. When they say over, keep in mind, this is northern New Jersey. It is a densely populated area. I think people say over and it implies like hovering 300 feet off the ground over one spot. But if it's just flying in the sky nearby, over 1,000 planes a day land at Newark.
You do not have to be that close to Bedminster or a military installation to get detailed photographs and intelligence from that. So just, I would say that. But if you are a human being spotting a drone within eyeshot of those places, then you are going to be able to assume that those drones are getting detailed surveillance of those sites. Now, I want to play a clip here. This is from a Mayor Melham in New Jersey. And this clip is fascinating because he's basically saying, one thing we know, we don't know much. We did this big briefing. We do know that they are over the top of critical infrastructure. Play cut 132.
Yeah, so what we're being told, we had an unprecedented briefing on Wednesday. I mean, 200 state mayors were all gathered together, and we learned exactly what the state of New Jersey learned, which is very little. But the thing that we did take away from that was that we were told very point blank that these drones are hovering over our critical infrastructure. Now, that's interesting because they're not doing any harm. They're just hovering over that. We're also told that there's no credible threat. When you start putting things together that they're telling us, you know, critical infrastructure, no credible threat, they're unwilling to shoot them down. They're unwilling to do a temporary ban. And we can see them that they have lights on them. So something's not adding up here. It sounds like it might very well be our highest level government. It might be government assets that are being deployed as a countermeasure.
So this, because this all feels very much like the Chinese spy balloon that we're like, oh, we don't know what it is. We don't. It's just floating over the U.S. and we're just going to let it happen. Then they finally shoot it down over the water. If we don't know what this is, shoot one down. Shoot it down. There's some Navy divers that would love that mission to go, you know, retrieve it from the ocean. And then we can analyze it, and then we have answers. The fact that they're unwilling to do that says somebody's lying, and I have to believe it's our U.S. government.
Hey, this is Charlie Kirk from my friends at BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. I'm so excited football's back, by the way. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College Football, my favorite, Go Ducks, or Pro Sundays, Solaire Tailgate Infrared Grills set up fast and heat up quickly, only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. A Solaire grill will make you the master of the tailgate with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. And the fast grilling times leave you more time to enjoy the pregame festivities. They also cool down fast so that you won't miss a minute of the game. The USA-made Solaire Anywhere, Everywhere, and All About Infrared grills are portable and perfect for any grilling on the go. From picnics to camping to RV to boating, but especially tailgating. Amaze your tailgating friends with the great food you grill with Solaire Infrared Grill. Learn more about these fantastic grills and Solaire's Try Before You Buy demo rental program at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
All right, Blake, we're going to give your vantage point here on this controversial story about the drones off the Eastern Seaboard. Some time here, okay? We're going to play cut 120. This is John Kirby saying, hey, you know what? We were unable to corroborate these reports. Actually, a lot of them are lawful, you know, manned aircraft. 120.
We have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary, upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace.
All right, so that's John Kirby, spokesman. But here's the thing, Blake. I mean, you got to consider the source. On the one hand, I'd like to say, well, that's our government source, so we should trust it more. Sad reality of our current moment, that doesn't carry a lot of weight with a lot of people, all right? I think this is a fact. The government either knows or they don't know, and that's the real story. That they, if they don't know, that's an indictment of the $1 trillion we spend on military every year. Or they do know and they're not telling us, which is sort of like, why are you doing something you're not telling us?
I don't see something terribly mysterious. He said, guys, first of all, a lot of those are obviously planes, which I don't disagree with. I think they're obviously planes. And then he's saying, we don't, like he's saying, the stuff we would have that would corroborate the, you know, the reports from the public, which is, you know, we have the Coast Guard. Is the Coast Guard finding any evidence of drones, you know, coming in from the ocean that would go back to that mothership? No, he says they haven't seen this. Do we have commercial pilots supporting, like, whoa, there's a ton of planes in the air that aren't on our, you know, air traffic control. They're not supposed to be here. Apparently, no, we haven't had commercial pilots saying that. Do we have reports of them actually going into the restricted airspace around military facilities and so forth? No, we don't. Like, I think the Pentagon is is they're actually trying to, you know, play easy with people where, you know, maybe if this was 2020 and they were maximally arrogant, they would just say, these are conspiracy theories and disinformation that is being promoted by disinformation actors, including Russia, on social media. Like, they're not doing that. They're just sort of saying, guys, calm down. It's not as bad as people are reporting. And I think,
all right,
I think that's okay as far as such things go. Would we like to know more? Probably, but
you made a good point in the break in our chat. You said one of the problems is there's a lot of clips on the internet. There's a lot of clips going around, and it's hard to sort of track which claims are connected to which clips, right? So that's a fair point. But a lot of eyewitness, and I was just reading in CNN, I was reading in Bloomberg, a lot of eyewitness accounts of these drones report that they are doing maneuvers that manned drones or that manned aircraft simply cannot do, right? They're zigzagging, they're going from a 90 degree angle to a 270. They're the size of a SUV doing this, and they've got flashing lights all over. So that, I would say, is suspicious. And the fact that there's multiple sightings over a course of weeks, I mean, I saw this story bubbling up a couple weeks ago. It's only now hitting a fever pitch because the U.S. government is saying, we don't know what it is. Or in Kirby's case, we know that these are manned flights. But again, that doesn't comport with eyewitness testimony.
That's true. But again, I would encourage people to think about how sort of a popular panic can take place where it's like Havana syndrome. I like to make fun of Havana syndrome. That's where you had the CIA guys who were in Havana when we reopened the embassy there, or, you know, reopened the office there, I guess. And so we had those guys there, and one of them's like, oh, I've got a weird headache. Could it be like a weapon used by the Cubans? And suddenly everyone was getting sick, and you had State Department officials who thought they were being shot by like a heat ray in the DC suburbs because their deputy undersecretary of something stupid was clearly super important for Russia to attack. And you started getting reports from all around the world for this. And it happened because people started talking about it and wildly speculating. And so I think the simplest explanation here is someone says, I think I saw something weird in the sky. So now tons of people are looking at the sky. And if you're looking at the sky when you normally don't and trying to find something weird when you're normally not, and there are, in fact, lots of planes and lots of drones in northern New Jersey. It's a densely populated, wealthy place with lots of stuff in the air. You're going to see stuff. Like, I've seen stuff in the sky over Phoenix that I thought looked a little weird, like hovering lights, and they just were suspended there. And rationally speaking, I think it was probably just planes or maybe a satellite or something. That is what I think it will turn out to be here.
All right.
But famous last words. Maybe I'll look stupid.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. With New Year's resolutions, many of us will vow to eat healthier, and that's a good thing. But what about your beloved pets and their nutrition? Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black is on a mission to provide better nutrition for cats and dogs because, truthfully, it's not what you are feeding your pet, it's what you are not, which is why he created Rough Greens and Meow Greens in the first place. Bring their dead food back to life with live vitamins, minerals, probiotics, enzymes, omega oils, antioxidants, and so much more. All in their tasty formula your dog or cat will love. Improve your pet's coat, digestion, and energy, and have less vet bills. Let 2025 bring a new year and a new pet. Try it. Get a Jumpstart trial bag, normally $20, free with promo code CHARLIE. Just cover shipping. Resolve to provide what your pet's food has been missing with RUFF Greens. To get your free Jumpstart trial bag, go to roughgreens.com. Use promo code CHARLIE. So good, your pet will ask for it by name, roughgreens.com/Charlie.
All right. Without further ado, Julie Kelly, declassified.live, Substack. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hey, Andrew. Yes, it's been way too long. I thought maybe I was on a blacklist. Like, you guys were Fox News.
No,
and
we are not.
Have me on, so
we are
better.
Not the FBI. We are not the FBI here. There's no blacklists involved. Julie, there's so much news around this. The J6 story that's bubbling up, which I find remarkable. It reminds me in some ways of this wall story where they're auctioning off it right at the end. It's like this last minute, you know, screw you to Donald Trump and 76 million Americans who voted for him. But it's J6. Donald Trump has made no qualms about this. He's not been silent. He is planning on pardoning a lot of the J6 defendants. We know at least the ones that are sort of petty crimes, nonviolent crimes for sure, but maybe all of them. Despite that, you had a piece in Real Clear Investigations, where you are outlining the speed at which these prosecutions are moving forward still. Please let us know that, and then we're going to get into the human confidential sources story next. So what? How fast are the prosecutions still moving forward?
So quickly, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, a Biden appointee who is handling the J6 caseload, Andrew, not only continues to ask for jury trials, and he's getting them, D.C. judges, believe it or not, continuing to put Trump supporters almost 4 years later before a jury made of D.C. voters who just voted 93% for Kamala Harris. So not only are they continuing jury trials, they're still asking for people to go to jail, even on those petty offenses that you're talking about, low-level misdemeanors, and they're arresting people. I think they arrested 4 or 5 people this week. And what the DOJ has argued, and most of the federal judges, with maybe 1 or 2 exceptions, is that President Trump's promise of a pardon has no impact on the judicial branch. These judges are saying, we are independent. This is a separation of powers issue. If the president comes out on January 20th, he pardons everyone, so be it. But until then, we are marching forward with these cases as if they're legitimate and nothing is going to happen. Not only is President Trump going to pardon J6ers, but also he's appointed a new attorney general. And he will probably shut down the entire J6 investigation prosecution on day one, or at least the first week. So even the new indictments will go away. This is how desperate they are, Andrew, to maintain the crumbling J6 narrative. But even more despicable is continuing to put Trump supporters in jail and on trial. So yes, that piece at Real Clear Investigations, I quote several judges for what they are saying about this, as well as the Biden DOJ.
Yeah, I mean, so Julie, you're so good at naming names. And for those, you know, who need a refresher course, Julie sat in a lot of these trials. I don't know if you still are, Julie, but you were inside the courtroom. You saw the political bias, the weaponization of our DOJ in first person living color. And I know that deeply affected you, seeing these families get their lives ripped apart, these defendants get their lives ripped apart. You are so good at naming names. Who are the chief villains that are orchestrating this, whether they're in the courtrooms or behind the scenes at the DOJ pulling the strings? Name names and put it on the record so that, you know, when we do have a new regime, a new administration replacing this regime, as I like to say, that we can have some accountability here.
So the biggest name, of course, is Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, the Biden appointee. He is the one primarily responsible for advancing all of these cases and bringing new charges against J6ers. There are plenty of line prosecutors involved. I'd rather not name their names, but I will. I am internally doing that. And I only do that because I don't want to get accused of something, you know, of bringing, you know, any sort of threats against these lying prosecutors, even though they are government employees. But Matthew Graves was appointed by the Senate, by Biden. He was approved by the Senate in November of 2021. Not only is he continuing to bring charges, recall he is the one that brought the contempt of Congress charges against both Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro. In fact, Matthew Graves' first act as DC U.S. attorney was to indict Steve Bannon and then ask for excessive prison sentences for both Bannon and Navarro. So he is really the villain in the J6 prosecution. Now, the judges. Nothing happens in these cases, Andrew, without the imprimatur of the DC judges. And those names I will name. Former Chief Judge Beryl Howell, an Obama appointee, an unabashed Trump hater. The comments that she makes in court and in public speaking engagements should automatically disqualify her from handling any matters related to Donald Trump. Beryl Howell, B-E-R-Y-L Howell. She was the chief judge for 7 years. She oversaw Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, was a rubber stamp there. She also handled the initial investigation, DOJ, into Donald Trump for classified documents and January 6th. Again, another rubber stamp. And she really helped set the tone for how that D.C. courthouse was going to handle J6ers. So I would name her Royce Lamberth, a Reagan appointee, if you can believe it, Andrew, 81 years old. I've seen him in court. He can't get out of his chair without help. He uses a walker. He routinely falls asleep during court proceedings, but he is one of the most vicious and vengeful judges. In fact, a few weeks ago, he took the unusual move. A man who was convicted of 4 misdemeanors, no violence, he was inside the building for like 15 or 20 minutes, sentenced him to a year in prison. Now, Andrew, usually what happens after sentencing, defendants have 2 to 3 months before they have to report, unless it's a really violent crime. Lamberth took the unusual move of remanding this man into custody immediately. 4 weeks before Christmas, a nonviolent J6er, because he wanted that man to spend time in jail, and he knew that if there were pardons on day one, this individual probably would fall into that category. Tim Kelly, a Trump-appointed judge, former federal prosecutor, oversaw the Proud Boys trial, allowed seditious conspiracy charges to go forward against those individuals. Of course, they were convicted. Amit Mehta, another Obama appointee, not only did he handle all the Oath Keepers trials and again allow seditious conspiracy charges to go against those men, he also is handling a civil lawsuit filed by members of Congress and Capitol Police officers against Donald Trump. I could pretty much every single judge there, but those are the ones that pop into my head that have been the most relentless against J6ers and Donald Trump. But furthermore, Andrew, violating their oath of office by denying due process rights of defendants and failing to protect defendants from the overreach of the government, which is their top job.
Now, Julie, before we get into this new bombshell from yesterday, the 26 confidential human sources story, I want to quickly just 1 second here, the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. Now, have you heard any whisperings or rumblings that they might have their sentences, you know, pardoned or commuted or whatever? I have not personally heard anything about that. But to your point, the seditious conspiracy stuff, I mean, these cases got blown completely out of the water and out of proportion. Have you heard anything amongst your sources that is also being considered?
Andrew, I am pushing publicly and behind the scenes to make sure that these defendants convicted of seditious conspiracy, which Americans have never been convicted of, Andrew. This usually is a charge reserved for foreign terrorists like the Blind Sheikh and his accomplices in the first bombing of the World Trade Center. The government brought seditious conspiracy charges, not about a bunch of guys who entered a government building nonviolently. The Oath Keepers were there as former law enforcement and military to help police. We have video of Oath Keepers helping police inside of saying prayers in the rotunda. They weren't committing violence, but yet these judges, Judge Kelly, Judge Amit Mehta, allowing this rare charge to go against these defendants, knowing they would get easy convictions before DC juries. I think only one or two of them were acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge. I think there were a couple in the Oath Keepers. They were convicted of other charges, though.
And Julie, how long are they spending behind bars? The different characters that got
Enrique Tarrio, 22 years in prison. Stuart Rhodes, head of the Oath Keepers, 16 years in prison. Enrique Tarrio, the head of the Proud Boys, he was in Baltimore on January 6th. He wasn't even there. Convicted of seditious conspiracy, 22 years in prison. Ethan Nordin, who is seen on video walking through doors on the Senate wing side with Capitol Police officers right there. Ethan Nordin commits no violence, 14 years in prison as a member of the Proud Boys. These were nothing but show trials. So the DOJ, the Biden regime, yeah, and the media could say this was an attempted insurrection.
You're right. And I think, you know, I'm not as briefed on these trials as you are. I remember them vividly during the moment, but I can't say that they were completely blameless. I don't know what they planned, but this all seems completely crazy, especially when you let 10 million foreigners invade the country.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. If you ever had a doubt that there's a war on the unborn, you now know beyond a doubt that is the case. It'd be easy to give up, but you know I'll never give up on giving the truth to girls and women who the other side want to choose death for their baby. I'm standing for life no matter what the other side says, and we're going to save more babies than ever before to show them that truth will win out. It can only be shared with girls and women who will make the right choice. Preborn provides free ultrasounds to girls and women. It's the truth that they deserve, and it doubles the chance that she'll choose life. $140 gives 5 mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies, and just $28 a month can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, join me in saving babies right now. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is a $15,000 gift. We'll provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Go to preborn banner at charliekirk.com. I'm a donor, and you should be a donor as well. Go to charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Julie, I'm going to get your reaction. We're going to play this clip, and then I'll have your take on the other side of it. This is just shocking, shocking stuff. 26 confidential human sources now revealed to be in the crowd on J6. 125. Play it.
The report reveals that there were a total of 26 confidential human sources in the crowd that day.
3 of those were authorized and tasked by the FBI to be there on January 6, 2021. We're coming up on 4 years since that day of the Capitol riot. This IG report specifically focuses on the FBI's handling of confidential human sources, or as we know them, FBI informants. For years, the outgoing FBI director, Chris Wray, has been pressed on reports of undercover agents. According to this new report, there were no undercover FBI agents. However, there were 3 confidential human sources tasked by the Bureau to be in the crowd on January 6th to specifically watch what the report states is concerns over domestic terrorism. Out of those 3, Sandra and John, 1 entered the Capitol, 2 others entered a restricted area.
Okay, so Julie, let me get this straight here. We've got 4 years about later. Now we finally get confirmation, as we've been hearing reports that there were confidential human sources. He denies them. Christopher Wray denies. He resigns. And then all of a sudden, this IG report comes out. 4 years later, this should be criminal. It's shocking. Tell me what you know, Julie. What's your take on this?
So first of all, I don't believe that there were only 26 FBI informants in Washington on January 6th. No one I know, defense attorneys, defendants, researchers who've been intimately involved in the court proceedings and the cases, they don't believe that figure either. So Michael Horowitz in his report said he reviewed what the government gave him, what DOJ gave him. Well, does anyone believe that the DOJ turned over all of their files about FBI informants, especially in the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, that are under very strict protective orders in these cases? Does anyone think Chris Wray turned those files over to Michael Horowitz? Of course he didn't. Furthermore, I had defense attorneys texting me yesterday saying when they were trying to get information about FBI informants, especially in these bigger groups, the government would tell them, well, we don't have a database of confidential human sources. Really, each field office compiles that information. There's 56 FBI field offices, but there's no central database. So how did Michael Horowitz come up with this 26 figure? And how does he know for a fact? He said 23 went on their own accord. We're really supposed to believe that? No, of course not. 88 pages, very thin, a lot of filler in there from Michael Horowitz. Another disappointing effort from Michael Horowitz. I really believe Donald Trump should fire him. He's an Obama appointee. The American public deserves detailed answers about the DOJ and FBI's role in January 6th. Chris Wray has lied under oath. Merrick Garland has lied under oath. They have prevaricated on these answers. And now we know this is a little tidbit from Horowitz. I'm sure Kash Patel will follow up more specifically and expose a lot more. But in the process, Michael Horowitz needs to go. This is so short on facts and details. And this is one of the biggest questions Americans have about January 6th.
Well, and I agree with you. So when I saw that number, at least we have a confirmation that as you say, Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland lied, okay? So that's a confirmation. At least we have that. But I am thinking back to Representative Clay Higgins, who, you know, it was a bombshell at the time. He was reviewing troves of evidence and claims that there were over 200 agents on the ground. And he even detailed how some of these agents infiltrated group chats and were encouraging some of the actions that we saw on J6.
They absolutely did, Andrew. This came out during the trials of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. I mean, the government stipulated, DOJ admitted in the Proud Boys, the first seditious conspiracy trial, that they had at least 9 FBI informants embedded in that group before and on January 6th. A testimony from a government witness, I believe it was an FBI agent, said in those very group chats you're talking about, there were probably close to 24 FBI informants in those group chats ginning up their targets, the Proud Boys, right? Not saying, hey, guys, let's not do this, or just sitting there silently. They were actively involved in those chats.
Yeah.
So this, again, only scratches the surface. We've seen what has come out in these trials. And there's a lot more. No one should believe that 26 figure that Horowitz came up with.
Fascinating. Julie Kelly, amazing. Follow her Substack. Follow her on X. You're doing amazing work, Julie. Thank you for staying on the case. You're going to be an invaluable resource starting January 20th, for sure. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.